Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters from all around the world, I hope you all doing well. This is IRIB English Radio and you are listening to your station. السلام عليكم, my dear brother.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. How are you, sister Vita?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well. And how are you doing?
Not bad. It's a pleasure to have
Thank
you back
God.
Again here.
So today, as you know, we're going to go through a controversial topic like developing and development, you know, trying. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever tried your best for the sake of your own country or whatever for, I don't know, developing science, developing ethical domain and so on?
Mm-hmm. Well, with regards to my patriotism to my country, that's a mystery. I think it should stay a mystery.
No.
But
to
be honest, I'm more patriotic to my religion than I am to my country, rather. The reason is because I see religion as not necessarily a ritual, but rather a bigger ideology that is adopted not by one country, not by two, but a number of countries. And wherever I go, I find myself in an Islamic country or a Muslim majority country, I normally feel comfortable than I go to a country that doesn't necessarily have that vibe, Islamic vibe in it. And that is because of my beliefs. And that's why when I see a developed Muslim country, a country that can stand in front of a Western country that is, you know, deemed developed and say that I'm developed, I'm really proud of it. Not necessarily my own country or the country of my birth, but
all
I would really
Islamic
be
countries.
Yeah, generally any Islamic country that does that. I think, and a few countries that really stand out if we just look in the list is Turkey and Iran and Indonesia and Malaysia. These countries have done a great job. Yeah, Emirates, they've done a great job. Though if you look at the political aspect, it's a different story. But if you look at the general development of the country.
Yeah, we're talking generally.
When you look at the science and technology aspect of the countries, yes, they've done a great job. Most of the countries right now these days, they've developed so much. In terms of information technology, at least the field that I'm interested in, I'm really interested in it. And I'm really happy about that.
I do agree with that one. But when you go through the history, you know, from the beginning of Islam, I don't know, 1,400 years ago, it was like, you know, it was a revolution in science, in art, and everything. But after a long time, I mean, right now in modern country, I think there were kind of panic in this kind of revolutionary way of developing, I think. What I wanted to tell you is that, unfortunately, I don't know why, but after a long time, the Muslim country is not that much active that it was at the first, beginning of Islam. Let's have your thought after the break, if you'd agree with
Perfect,
me.
Perfect, sure.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. This is Youth Station, and we're talking about some Islamic developing countries. Mm-hmm. And I asked a question whether you think that nowadays we are actually kind of being weak in these kind of domains.
Mm-hmm. You see, if I were to answer from a historical perspective, we can have a lot of questionable theories here in this.
Yeah.
But if you look at a more general...
Share questionable theories.
Yeah. So, for example, the same question you asked, are we developing in relation to the...
beginning of Islam.
In the beginning of Islam, are we really developing in terms of knowledge or are we not? So the question is actually a very multidimensional question. The point being that there are different areas in which Islam or the Muslims generally from the time of the Noble Prophet, they developed, and there are certain areas that they weren't able to succeed as the Western world. If we look at the way the history works, something different. if you look at, for example, from the beginning of Islam, even after so many political instabilities that Islam went through at the beginning and throughout its history, you will find that not a single caliph, not a single ruler, Islamic ruler, or Muslim ruler, I should rather say, or a ruler that would claim to be a Muslim ruler, not a single one existed that didn't give importance to knowledge.
Yeah.
Right. And science and technology actually flourished in Islam when Europe was in dark ages, when Europe was still thinking that, okay, the world is flat. The Muslim geographers had come to the conclusion that the world was round. The earth was round.
Yeah, I know that. And even right. We have so famous, I don't know, scientists and poets and everyone that were, you know, they were brilliant in the history mm-hmm. of Islam. I don't know if you can count some of them for me.
Oh yeah, of course. The most renowned personality in the world today as a Muslim scientist would be Avicenna.
Exactly,
he's one of the most respected person in the world. And I think with your medical field, I think you probably
admire him.
Yeah, you really admire him. And me also having some studies in philosophy. Man, you'd be surprised as to how this guy, this one person, had so many. Arenas of study, like he was great in philosophy.
Exactly.
And
after
he was
a long
the one
time.
Who kind of, yeah, after he was the one who really kind of reincarnated that philosophy that was lost in Greek after so many changes that happened in the history.
And
of
even
Greece.
In medical field, he was really amazing. Even
he was considered the father of medicine. Everyone,
years after his death, the books and I don't know whatever he published was used around the European countries even. And I think this is a kind of a miracle of Islamic history. And also, but you know, it's not all about history. I think we have to do something about the future.
Exactly. And mind you, the books that you're talking about that were related to Avicenna, many of them were burned by Mongolians when they were conquering.
Yeah, exactly.
So the ones that we have right now, just imagine if we were able to access all the knowledge he had. Mm-hmm. Or let's say some others like Ghazali, for example, or Fakhr Razi, or let's say, for example, the people, our more recent scholars, like let's say, for example, Allama Tabatabai and these people. These are like, you know, people with great, you know, knowledge of, you know, in different aspects of life.
And let me tell you something. It may be somehow confusing for listeners, even me, that, you know, there are some wicked thinking that, okay, no matter which religion you have, no matter where you are from and so on, it depends on you, how you will develop science, technology, and so on. But I think it is not completely true. You know, from a kind of special perspective, it may be true, but there may be some, I don't know, weak parts of this kind of way of thinking. You know what? I think that when, for example, you are from a special religion or a culture, you have a special mindset too, according to that religion you have. For example, I think Avicenna wouldn't be Avicenna if he wasn't, for example, Muslim. Do you agree with that?
Personally, yeah, I would agree on that. There are many reasons to that. And I think if we go into those reasons, they're going to be very academic. But I can tell you the simplest one is that his upbringing, if you look at the way he was abroad, that really had an effect on exactly why and how he became what he became. And that upbringing was actually a very Islamic upbringing.
Be someone ambitious or something, but I want to change the history and I want to make it uprising.
Be ambitious.
Because
there is no problem in that.
No, I'm not ambitious. It is true. It is the fact. I won't accept that I'm ambitious. You know, but I think we have to do something in this field. Actually, we have developed countries and even Islamic countries among, I don't know, like Emirates, like Qatar and other countries that are so developed, you know, in technology, in, I don't know, science or anything. But I think we need more things to do. Because we are somehow dependent.
Let's look at it in a more philosophical perspective, right?
Yeah.
Now, Emirates and Qatar and recently Qatar, if you look at the FIFA World Cup and all these Arab countries that we deem them as developed, that development, did it really come from themselves? That's a very important question.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. The root
but
of
if
this
you,
development.
Exactly. But if you look at other countries like Indonesia, Malaysia, Iran especially, with all the sanctions that Iran has, and Turkey, Now, if you compare the development between these certain countries, like the Arabian countries and the non-Arabian countries like Turkey, Afghanistan, Iran, and let's say, for example, Indonesia, Malaysia, I feel a big difference between these two sets of countries.
You are telling me that, you know, they are depending on natural sources that they have, like oil, like...
Exactly.
I don't know what,
their development is based on their economic development. Their science and technology development is kind of borrowed from somewhere else, if you look at it. Like,
yeah,
if you look at all the computers and everything that they work with, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of borrowed. Their management is actually a Western management. But if you look at, for example, in Iran and in some parts of Turkey and stuff, science and technology, that it really originated right there. Universities,
it is really
nanotechnology
important.
In Iran, it's a birth. It's the birthplace of nanotechnology.
I do agree
was
with
and
that
is in Iran
to
itself.
Some extent. You know what? But even I think in Iran or even Turkey or even every country, even China, you know, they are to some extent dependent on someone. This is a kind of thing that it cannot, you know, this is like an obstacle. You cannot go through that.
Yeah, the dependency.
It is impossible.
Every country, rather, we can say from a very minute perspective, every human being is actually very much affiliated to the other, and they are dependent on each other,
the
no matter how much.
Of this
exactly.
Dependency is
important. And the extent
here.
Is can be higher and lower. It depends on the country and how independent they are. But generally speaking, the science and technology that is born in Islamic countries is much more honored and accepted and preferred than other countries. And I think there is this gives us another question, a very important question, and that is, should we really be proud of this, like this science and technology development, that many of the Western countries that have that, as opposed to Islamic countries?
What do you mean that we have to be proud of them? By pride, what do you mean? You know what?
So let's say, for example, God forbid, let's say these Islamic countries, they were not Islamic countries. They were just countries, like secular countries.
So what?
Would it make a big difference in the improvement or the way we look at the science and
no,
technology and their
you
improvement?
Know, there is a beautiful quote that I want to tell you. You know, if, for example, think about it, for example, if American people, you know, went, for example, to a developing country and the people of that developing country came to the American land, vice versa, it wouldn't be that much different because the USA would become to a developing country and that developed country would, for example, become to USA. I don't mean in a good way or bad way. I'm just telling you that they would be the same as their human beings, you know, as the people.
Yeah,
so
I'm not talking about the people itself.
The
I'm talking about the pride that the people would have when it
because
comes to
the
seeing the developments.
You know, I do not agree with that. It doesn't matter where you are. When you are developing science, your nation, your religion, and whatever, it may be affected by them, but it's not the main reason. It's not the tool that you have to be proud of.
In my opinion, how I see it is like this. You see, development in science and technology, and also not only development, but the opposite of it, sometimes it's destruction, like what happened with Hitler in, let's say, in what do you call it, in Germany.
Germany,
right? Or many other countries, like even the U.S. right now, with the development of science and technology and the military development that they have, and the crimes in the countries, the crimes they've committed in many countries using this science and technology, it's still science and technology and it's developed, right? How I see it is not necessarily the development of science and technology itself that we should take honor in, but the person who is using and who is developing the science and technology, that person, that ideology that is moving forward. Why? Because eventually what happens is that ideology that has that development is the one who is going to portray itself and use that development in the world.
So you're telling me that we have to consider the ethical domains in every aspect
there
of development.
Go. That's my point.
I do agree with that. I think we have to try, and we have a long way to go in Islamic countries and wherever.
Definitely.
And we have a long way to go for development in science field. I don't know, every field that you think of. And you know, besides these, we have to consider the ethical points too.
Yeah.
And this is the most important part because we're human being, and human being is a social creature.
Exactly. Yeah. And once that human being is corrupted, no matter how much development in science and technology that human being might face, we'll use in the wrong path.
Yeah.
And that
and
is
corruption
that is
destruction.
Exactly. That is the tragedy that we have to avoid. And even if it's a Muslim country, Islamic country, you'll find many Muslim countries fighting each other using technology and science and technology that they've developed. Right.
Yeah.
Or they're using, essentially developed by other countries. That is essentially the result of not considering what Islam says about guidance. So if they're not very well guided through Islamic ethics, then definitely they will consider themselves Islamic countries, but they will do things exactly opposite to what Islam is teaching using the science and technology that they've developed.
you know, it was a nice chat, I think. So this was all time that we have for today. And we are your station. We are here with the goal of development. Thank you for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.